Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning bulletin. I am Matsina. Christians around the world are observing Good Friday today, commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Naglantui is observing the day with solemn prayers, church services and processions. Naglan Chief Minister Nipu Rio and Deputy Chief Minister and BJP Legislature Party leader Wai Paton have extended greetings to the people of the state on Good Friday. Chief Minister Rio said that on this solemn day, people are reminded of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, a sacrifice that transformed suffering into redemption and darkness into light. Mr. Rio expressed hope that the message of Good Friday would strengthen faith among citizens, renew hearts, and inspire all to live with grace, courage, and conviction. Deputy CM Paton stated that Good Friday is a sacred day observed across the world in remembrance of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. He said the day calls for prayer, repentance, and reflection on the sacrifice made for the redemption of mankind. Mr. Paton expressed hope that the solemn observance would bring spiritual strength and peace to all and foster unity and goodwill among the people. The foundation stone for a new Deputy Commissioner's Office complex in Dimapur was laid yesterday, marking a major step towards strengthening district administration and public service delivery. Advisor for CAWD and Taxes, Kudecho Khamo, highlighted the government's push for modern administrative infrastructure under Chief Minister Nipu Rio, while stressing public responsibility in maintaining assets. Advisor Heka Nijakalu and Muato Shilonkuma called for unity, timely completion and quality execution of the project. Commissioner Nagaland Gregory Thejawele described the complex as a future hub of governance, noting its historical significance coinciding with nearly 50 years of the district office. We have a report.
The Rs 14.96 crore project will feature a modern G+2 office complex along with essential supporting infrastructure, including water supply and sanitation facilities, sentry and exit gates, compound fencing, approach road, compound flooring, flag hoist stage, walking pavement with concrete pavers, canteen, barrack, and two gazebo units. Scheduled for completion in 24 months, the proposed office complex will have a total plinth area of 29,909 square feet and is expected to provide a modern, well-equipped office space for the district administration upon completion. Karhur, Akashwani News, Kohima.
National People's Party NPP President and Meghalaya Chief Minister Konrad K. Sangma campaigned for party candidate Aya Benjang ahead of the April 9th by-election for Nagaland's 28 Koridang Assembly constituency. Senior NPP leaders, including Vice President Vevoi Vidyo and General Secretary Hon Lumo Kikon, also joined the campaign held at Long Community Hall yesterday. Mr. Sangma emphasized youth empowerment, calling the Northeast's youth population our strength. He stressed unity in the region and expressed confidence in Abenjang's dedication to serve the constituency. Mr. Sangma reaffirmed NPP's independent identity, focus on constructive regional development and opposition to AFSPA, advocating alternative security laws. Konyak Naga celebrated Auliang Monyu Kam Mini Hornbill Festival 2026 at Konyak Heritage Complex Mon yesterday with MLA of Arunachal Pradesh, Thangwang Wangham, as special guest, President Eastern Sumi Hoho, K. Tokishe Sema as guest of honor, and MLA Waiman Khao Konyak as chief host. Extending greetings, Mr. Wangham called for unity beyond political boundaries. He also congratulated the ENPO for signing the FNTA and encouraged youth to be educated, skilled and creative. Mr. Sema highlighted the festival as a proud reflection of Konyak heritage and community bonds. Cultural performances featured Wancho Modern Dance, Wayan Union, Tobu and Wokching Area Unions, Chi Union, Konyak Gazetted Officers Union, and Tangnyu and Yuching Union, and special numbers by Canticles Band and Angao Ngunglim. The event began with the traditional welcome ceremony, ceremonial opening by Tonye Pawang, log drum beating by Mon Union, and included addresses, invocation and benediction by community leaders. And the Office of the Additional Deputy Commissioner, Akuluto, has directed residents of VK Town to vacate properties along the NH02 stretch from Doyang to Ijeto for an ongoing road widening project. Affected households already compensated and marked by PWD National Highway on March 19th have been given 45 days to clear structures and belongings. Utility shifting by PHED and the power department will be carried out simultaneously. The administration has urged public cooperation for timely completion of the project in Zinoboto district. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.